Hi, you all. We are back for another episode of Life of a Black Woman with your girl, Queen. So, today's episode, we are going to be talking about staying positive and sane while going through the storm. But before I start, I hope y'all had a great last week, and I hope y'all ready to get through this week. And this is why I'm going to talk about this, because every day sometimes comes with surprises and we never know. Like, we can just be happy as a clam and everything is just going so perfectly and going our way, and then all of a sudden something happens that throws us off our path and we're like, whoa, like, where did this come from? Like, where did this issue come from? Everything was good. Like, life was good. I had everything under control. And then all of a sudden something happened, you know? Something that you're just like, I wasn't prepared for this. I wasn't ready for this. How am I going to get through this? So, I'm going to give you some reasons as to why a storm may come to your life, right? Or, you know, some type of life issues that you can have. So, we can have things come up such as losing a family member of a friend. Or a friend, my bad. We can lose a loved one, go through a harsh breakup. We can not be making our bills on time, be, you know, maybe have an eviction notice that we don't even, you know, that we don't know how we're going to get to. Someone may lost their job. You may be feeling unappreciated or unworthy. You may be struggling with your life or direction or your self-identity. And there are so many more reasons to have a storm in your life. You know, we can't even list them all. There are so many things, but just know that if you are having an issue in your life, then this episode is for you, to help you. And I don't know if this will help you all the way, but I know that these methods has helped me. Like I said, I have not had an easy life, and still to this day, you know, I still go through things every day. Some days I'm happy as a clam. I'm laughing. I laugh all the time. Like, I'm just laughing. Then some days I don't want to get out the bed. Like, I don't even want to get up because it's just the way that life goes. Sometimes things can just knock you off your path, but we have to always try to find ourselves back to that happy space. We have to always try to find ourselves back to us and being positive throughout, because so many people will become bitter or angry or fall into a depression for a very long time, or, you know, just have unneeded stress that cause health issues for you, like high blood pressure and heart disease. And we should try to be aware of that. And it also can affect the way that you can interact with your loved ones, your family. You know, if you do have a boyfriend or a husband, it can really affect you. So we have to be very mindful of trying to control our emotions, not even control them, but trying to know ourselves and know that we're going through and being conscious of that, so that we don't lose ourselves in the midst of that storm. We don't allow that storm to take over our lives and dictate everything about us. We have to learn how to control it. So I'm going to give us and you, because this is just me reinforcing these tips to myself, because this is what I use and it really does help. And I'm not even going to give you all the tips because we don't have that long. There's so many ways. If you ever want to talk to me or ask a question, you can find me on Twitter at Queen Shalaya. So QueenShalaya. I noticed that the last time I was saying, oh yeah, I wish y'all could ask me some questions, but I noticed that there's no way because my podcast on different platforms. So yeah, follow me or find me at Queen Shalaya on Twitter, and same hashtag for Instagram, and y'all can go ahead and just slide in my DMs or send me an IM or just at me on Twitter asking me some questions of what you want to know more of. We can do that. But I'm gonna come back for some tips for you after this short break. And we're back. So now I'm about to give you some tips on emerging from a storm with a positive insane mind. Or just as a positive, insane individual, period. So, tip number one, don't suppress your emotions. It is okay to feel. It is okay to cry. It is okay to be a little angry, you know? It is okay to feel the emotions that you feel and to express those the best way that you can. Because if you suppress those emotions, you will not be able to get through the situation. You're not facing the problem. You're running away from it. So that is never a good thing, to run away from an issue or not just face it up front so that you can know what you're dealing with, so that you can understand the full situation and, you know, just be able to be present in that pain or in that hurt or in that confusion. If you are not able to identify your emotions and deal with them the correct way, they will come back to haunt you. In this situation, this storm will just manifest to be way bigger than what it already is. So it's always best to deal with everything up front and do not suppress. Tip number two, pray or meditate to receive guidance and direction for your life. If you believe in God, pray. And prayer isn't just, you know, opening up the Bible, reading prayers that people, you know, that's already there. It is always good to open up the Bible, by the way, and read some scriptures and read some stories. The Bible is full of so many stories of so many people that go through crazy life challenges. And they can teach you how to deal with that and how to always turn to God in those situations instead of, you know, when you're falling down and you feel low, you're over here like, oh God, where are you? You're not here. You know, no, I gotta take matters into my own hands. No, don't do that. Don't do that. If you believe in God, still trust in God and pray. Talk to God. Have a talk. Read. It always helps. And even if you believe in God, meditate. If you don't believe in God, meditate. Meditation is powerful. You can manifest so many things through meditation. You can manifest your whole positive attitude with meditation. If you are having problems with sleeping due to your stress or whatever you are going through, I promise you, lay on your back, turn on that meditation app for like a soothing, calm meditation. You'll be knocked out. Trust me, I've done it so many times before, and I did not know meditation worked like that. Like, I turned off all my lights, I laid on my back, and they was telling me to calm everything, calm my muscles. I was gone. I was like, whoa. Like, I woke up in the morning, like, I fell asleep doing the meditation. And I fell asleep doing meditations multiple times. Like, that was not the only time that I've fallen asleep through meditation. And also just manifesting, you know, positivity in your life, period. Or just a change in the situation that you're in. You'll be so surprised of how powerful that can be. I know that it's so hard for some people to find time to meditate, but if you can, I suggest you do, because it is so powerful. Like, you just don't understand. Like, I remember I was meditating for a new job. I was very stressed out. One of my jobs, I meditated. And when I tell you, the next day, I got a call, and I ain't even applied for this job, and they called me and said, hey, we want you. I applied for the job a whole year ago, and I got a call out of nowhere. Just do meditation and prayer together. Third tip, talk to close friends and family and ask for help. Now, I know that it could be really hard to talk to your friends and family or ask for help, especially if you have big pride. But sometimes if you really need help, you really have to put that pride aside and ask. Now, if you don't need help and you know you're going to pull through, then okay, go on with your bad self. But if you know you're going to need some help, suck that pride up, step out, and ask for some help. But only ask the people who you can really trust and that you know will come through for you. Because some people will not come through for you. And some people just like to be nosy in your business. They'll ask all the questions. And then after, they'll be like, oh, I can't do nothing to help you. But they know all your business. Don't be going to everybody about your business. Just go to the people who you know will be willing to help and who genuinely care about you. Which leads to my next point. Learn how to recognize people who kick you while you are down and remove them. That was deep, wasn't it? So I'll repeat it one more time. Learn how to recognize people who kick you while you are down and remove them. There may be people in your life who are your friends, your family, who you care about so deeply, who you love. But when you go to them with a problem, they just make it worse. They're like, oh, this is your fault and you should have never done this. And I told you, and well, this is messed up and I don't know how you're going to get out this now. And, you know, just negative. They're not positive with it. They're not lifting you up through it. Yes, it is good to own up to your mistakes. But at the end of the day, if you have people around you who do not know how to lift you up and make you feel like you can get through the situation when you are going through the storm, they aren't supposed to be there. They are not. And these can be your best friends, family members, co-workers, whatever. Everybody don't want to see you succeed. That's not how life works. Even in the Bible, I can't point to the direct scripture right now because I don't got it open in front of me and I don't know all the scriptures by heart. But it is, I remember reading that the devil does not come to you in the form of a stranger. It's always someone who's basically in your life who the devil will enter to get to you. So you never know if you're calling upon someone who the devil appointed to be that person to put you down so that you feel like you can't get through a situation. So you have to learn how to identify these people and don't make excuses for these people and remove them out of your life. And if you need help with doing that, pray on it. Trust me, it works. I've done it plenty of times and God has washed plenty of people out of my life who was not supposed to be there. I didn't even know that those people was going to be washed away and I was hurt. I was hurt when they were washed away. I'm like, no, why them? No, I didn't know that they were going to go. I don't want them to go. But no, they needed to go because these people weren't for me and they didn't have my best interests at heart. The devil was getting through to them to me. And I didn't realize that until they were removed. They were removed. And sometimes, even every day, I talk to certain people and I realize how they're just not positive. They don't know how to be there for me. So I don't go to them about certain situations because they don't know how to be there for anyone but themselves. And they thrive off of your unhappiness because they're unhappy. So you have to realize that. Just like how I told y'all last episode, realize who you give your energy out to. Realize who you have around you. That is real. Protect yourself. Now, the fifth tip, understand that you cannot control every aspect of your life or of others' lives. Learn that the way you plan things ain't always gonna happen the way you wanted it to happen. It is just not. We can plan everything out to the T, and it is not gonna go that way completely. It may end up, you're gonna get the final result if you keep going through, you know, pushing and going through with your plan regardless of the interruption that comes up. But my point is, do not think that interruptions will not come up when you are trying to get to the next level or trying to get to the next goal or point in your plan. It's not going to work the way you want it to. And if you have such bad issues with controlling everything in your life and maintaining that control and just not being able to sometimes go with the punches and go with the flow, you're going to drive yourself crazy. Know that God in the universe, like I said, if you don't believe in God, God in the universe, it takes you on a path that you do not know. You don't know what path isn't laid in front of you. You know what you want. You see the end. You see the end goal. You see the result that you want. But you don't know which way you're gonna be pushed while trying to get to that end result. And if you don't understand that you cannot control everything, it's gonna be real hard for you to get to that end result. Because that one little failure or that one little push of the wind that pushes you off your path, you're going to feel like you can't even never get to the end result. And your mindset is everything. So if you believe you can't get there, you won't. But if you understand that you can't control everything, and that things happen and that situations come up that will knock you off your path, but you can still get there, you will. Trust me, you will. No matter how long it takes, you will still get there because you believe in yourself and you understand that you cannot control everything that happens to you. Surprisingly, you cannot. You can try to make the best decisions possible, but sometimes, like I said, life is what life is, and you have to learn how to deal with that. And then my last tip for the day, because I don't want to be too long, is to learn patience and acceptance, but keep moving forward. Basically, like what I just was saying, you have to learn how to become a little bit more patient with yourself and others. So know that sometimes people don't understand what to give you or know what you want. And maybe you aren't communicating that to them in the best way possible. Are you expecting others to know what you want? If you are, that's not good. And you should definitely communicate to others what you expect of them or what you would like from them. Because expectations can sometimes lead to disappointments, especially when you set unrealistic expectations for others or yourself. And then learn acceptance. Learn to accept the situation that you are in. But just because you accept it does not mean that you have to stay in it. But learn that things happen for a reason, and that you will still be okay and you can still get through it. Learn how to accept it, put it behind you, and keep moving forward. Always keep moving forward. Keep that resilience in yourself. Always keep moving forward no matter what. And that's the last thing I'm leaving you on. Keep moving forward. Always. Don't ever stop. Keep believing in yourself. Keep pushing yourself. No matter how hard it is, no matter the situation, no matter if you're a single mother and you don't got everything, but you know that you need to put some food in your old baby's mouth, keep on moving. No matter if you don't have no family members and you out here alone, just for people who ain't even single mamas or anything of that sort, keep it moving. There's always something out here that you can find. There's always a resource that will keep pushing you forward. But you just have to find them, and you have to go after them, you have to want them, you have to manifest that. Pray on it. Meditate. Manifest it. Speak it to an existence. It will happen. Trust me, I know. But that's all for now. I'll be back next Sunday with another episode. I gotta get my life started for this Sunday. I gotta take out my hair, these braids. I gotta wash my hair, comb it down. I made a new little curly little, you know, wig or whatever. You know, black girl magic. We change our hair a lot. So I'm doing that today. But I will be back next week with another episode. I can't wait to talk to y'all again. I hope y'all enjoyed this. This was a calm, you know, relaxing, but motivational and educational episode. So bye. Talk to y'all later.